This is Rabbi Shlomo Cohen. We're in Parashat Bahar Bechukotai. And I'd like to show you a case that we had in Beit Din, that the answer is found in this week's Parsha. In this week's Parsha, we learn about the halachot of someone who buys a house in a walled city. The seller was in need of money urgently, and he had to sell his house. He has the right to redeem that house from the buyer within 12 months. If he doesn't redeem it within 12 months, then he's lost it, and he can never redeem it back again from the buyer. It becomes the buyer's forever. But if the seller can redeem it within 12 months, if he can raise the necessary money to redeem his property, then he can get it back. But he only has 12 months to do this. Let me tell you a case that happened in Beit Din, and I'll want to show you how we can find the answer to this case in this week's Parsha. The case was like this. Reuven was buying a house from Shimon. They drew up a contract, and there was a clause, which is a very common clause, which is put in many, many contracts, that the deal must be completed and all the payments made by a fixed date. If that is not honored, and of course there's always like a time of grace, if that is not honored, then the contract is considered as broken, the sale is invalid, and each party has the right to nullify the transaction. The lawyer who was dealing with the case on behalf of the buyer had 3 months to arrange all the documentation needed for the buyer to get his mortgage, to get a loan from the bank, to be able to buy this property. And this was a bit of a complicated type of property where it was going to take a little while to get all the documentation needed by the bank. So the lawyer apparently started work. He had 3 months. He went away on holiday. He went for a trip. He went on a cruise. He came back. He had other things to deal with. The buyer is saying, "Hey, Mr. Lawyer, what are you doing? Why aren't you dealing with my case? I need to get this money. We've only got 3 months." And the lawyer says, "Don't worry." The lawyer is saying, "Don't worry. I'll work it all out. Everything's going to be okay. I'll get everything done in time. I always get everything done in time," said the lawyer. Now, it so happened that in this particular case, the seller of the property, of the real estate, regretted the whole deal. And he was just looking for a chance to be able to nullify the contract and get the property back. What happened was the lawyer waited until the last day, the very last day that it was possible for him to give over the information that the bank needed in order to be able to get the mortgage approved, to get the money, the loan approved. He waited till the last day. He turned up at the bank in the morning with all the papers necessary, but to his astonishment, all the computers in the bank crashed. They weren't working. And he couldn't arrange the payment. He couldn't give the documents over. It was only the next day, that the computers started working again, and the documents. But in the meantime, the seller of this property saw his chance to invalidate the contract because they hadn't kept it. There was a breaking of the contract here, and used it as an excuse to cancel the deal. And there was nothing that could be done about it. He was adamant that he's cancelling the deal because he wasn't paid on time. The buyer now has a claim on his lawyer. He said, "You were negligent," he says to his lawyer. "Because of you, I lost this property and you have to pay me damages for that. I want compensation for that. You were negligent because you had 3 months to arrange all this and you didn't do it. You went away on a cruise. You went and had a holiday. If you'd dealt with this at the beginning, we would never have got to the situation where You weren't able, because of the crash of the computers on the last day, you weren't able to give over the documents to the bank. Answers the lawyer, says, no, I wasn't negligent. It's not negligent to wait till the last day. When you've got 3 months to do something and you wait till the last day, is that negligent? That is the halachic question that we have to answer. Is it negligence on behalf of the lawyer to wait until the last day? What happened on the last day that the computers crashed? That's definitely his problem. It's definitely not his fault. That's not his negligence. That's a complete onus. It's something that was totally extraordinary, and there was no way that he could prevent it. He had nothing he could do about that at all. But maybe he was negligent to wait for that. Wait till the last day. The lawyer claims that he wasn't negligent. He said, that's what he always does. There's no problem. And I knew I was going to get it done. I had things planned. I have other jobs to do. You can't expect me just to work on your case. And what I did was not negligent. So how are we going to decide this case? How are we going to decide whether it's considered as negligence to wait till the last day or not? So I'm sure every one of you has your own opinion. There are some people who will be saying right now, wow, that's real negligence. How could he do such a thing? As a lawyer, he has a responsibility. He should have done it earlier. He should have done it straight away. He shouldn't have waited until the deadline. But then there'll be other people out there that will say, no, that's perfectly all right to wait till the deadline. I do it all the time. And everything always works out fine. It didn't work out. The computers crashed on that last day. That's not his fault. You can't blame him for that. You can't make him pay damages for that. It was a bad luck. The bad luck of the buyer meant that he lost this property. And on the contrary, let's sue the bank. Okay. So we can't answer a question in Beit Din from what seems to us to be right. Because everyone has a different opinion. We have to find a proof, a way of proving this, a source in our Torah. Let me just mention to you another question that we're going to be able to answer with the answer to this question. Let's say it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon and you have to daven mincha. And there's a minyan right now. At 1:30 there's a minyan. You can daven mincha right now. Or you can wait until the minyan, just at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, there's another minyan at Shkia time. And you decide at 1 o'clock, even though you're free right now and you have time, you said, no, you don't want to, I think I'm going to have a shluf, I'm going to go out for a walk, and I'll daven in the 5 o'clock minyan. So you have time and you push mincha off. You say, no, I'm going to daven at 5 o'clock. That's fine. But something then happens at 4:30. You suddenly get a whole load of work to do, or suddenly something urgent happens that you have to deal with right now, and because of that you miss the mincha at 5 o'clock. Are you allowed to make up that mincha when you daven Ma'ariv, when you daven Arvit afterwards? The halacha is that you're only allowed to make up daven, which we do by davening twice. You're only allowed to make up a tefillah, a prayer that you missed, where it was an onus, where it wasn't your fault that you missed it. So the same question arises here. When you, at 1 o'clock, you could have gone and daven mincha, but you decided you're not going to, and you were going to wait until the last minute at 5 o'clock, and at the last minute something else came up and you couldn't do it. Is that considered as if you were onus or not? Maybe it's not. Maybe you were negligent that you didn't go and daven at 1 o'clock, and therefore you would not be able to make up the mincha that you missed by davening Arvit twice. Okay? So that's exactly the same question that we're dealing with here. Now you all want to know, where's my source? Let me give you the source. The Gemara in Gittin says that there was a particular problem with these Batei Arei Choma, with the case of these houses in the city which needed to be redeemed within 12 months by the buyer, by the seller, excuse me. What would happen? The buyer doesn't want the seller to redeem this property. He wants it to be able to sell him forever. So what would he do on the last day? On the last day of the 12 months, he would go and hide. He would go and hide, and then the seller would be running around all over town, trying to find him to be able to pay him back to redeem his property, and he wouldn't find him because the guy was hiding somewhere. And therefore, the last day of the 12 months would pass, and it wasn't redeemed. And therefore, the buyer would be able to keep that house forever, and the seller would lose it. Hillel, the great Hillel HaZaken, saw this problem and he realized that we have to do something about this. This is not right. We, the rabbis, have to get involved to solve this problem. So Hillel, we're told by the Gemara, made a special enactment. He made a special enactment like this. He said that on the last day of the 12 months, there's a special office. And anyone who, any seller who wants to redeem his property can go to that office and put the money there. Even if the owner, if the buyer is hiding somewhere, as long as you go to this special place and put your money there, it's considered as if you've redeemed it and you can get your property back. That's what the Gemara tells us, asks the Aguda, one of the great Rishonim. Why did Hillel need to make this enactment? Why was it needed? If we to say that the seller was onus, he didn't have any way that he could pay the money back because the buyer, is hiding somewhere. So it wasn't his fault that he can't pay back. He was trying to pay back. He was onus b'yom acharon. He was an onus. He was prevented from doing what he wanted to do on the last day, and that would be an onus. So the Torah would exempt him from it, and he wouldn't have to. He would be given another day to pay the money back. We don't say that, seeing as he had 12 months to redeem the field and he waited till the last day, that was negligence on his part. No, he's allowed to come on the last day and pay the money back. The fact that he was prevented from paying the money back on the last day because the buyer is hiding somewhere and not allowing him to find him, that's not his fault. And so it should be that he wouldn't need the special enactment of Hillel. So why did Hillel need to make that enactment? It must be, says the Aguda, that if you wait till today and you're prevented from doing it, you're considered as negligent. Seeing as you're considered as negligent, that's why Hillel had to make the special enactment that he made, that you can put the money in a special office. From here we see that to wait until the last day is considered as negligent. It's considered as negligence on your behalf. And if we were to decide, and please don't go away because this might change in the next few minutes, but if we were to decide our case from what the Aguda says, from what is said over here, we would decide that our lawyer was negligent in waiting till the last day. And we will say that you were negligent in not davening mincha at 1 o'clock. And therefore you won't be able to make mincha twice at Ma'ariv, at Arvit time. If we were to paskin the halakha like the Aguda. So now we're going to have to see, is the halakha like the Aguda or not? In Yiradeh, in Siman Reish Lamed Bet, that's 232, in Halacha 12, the Shulchan Aruch rules like this. There, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about cases of a vow. Let's say that you made a vow that you're going to do something within the next year. You must do it, he says, the Shulchan Aruch. If you didn't do it, and in the end you forgot, or you were prevented from doing it, the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. One opinion is it's considered as it wasn't your fault, even though you could have done it immediately, and you didn't, you waited till the last day, it's not considered as your fault, and therefore it's not considered as if you've broken your oath. That's not like the Aguda, right? You are considered onus on the last day if you waited till the last day. The second opinion that is brought over there by the Rama is that no, you're not considered as onus, you're considered as negligent, and you have broken your oath, because you should have kept the oath straight away. You shouldn't have waited so long before keeping the oath. So it's considered as if you've broken your oath. And that is like the aguda. You wait till the last day, and you're prevented from doing it on the last day. You are not considered as someone who is onus. You're considered as someone who is negligent, right? So the Rama brings us two opinions, not the Shulchan Aruch, excuse me. The Rama brings these two opinions. So how are we going to paskin? The Taz is that he doesn't understand the opinion of the Aguda. He doesn't understand it. He said there's no proof from the case of Hillel, the enactment that Hillel made, that it's considered as if you were not onus on the last day. The Taz asks like this. So let's say that this guy goes and hides on the last day. The buyer is hiding and the seller is now looking for him, wants to pay him back the money. How is the seller going to be able to prove to us that he was looking around, he had the money and he was trying to find the buyer all day in order to pay him back the money? How's he going to be able to prove that to us? The buyer's going to come and say, I was there, I saw him and he didn't have the money. And the seller's going to be saying, no, I was running, I was looking after you, I was looking out for you everywhere, I couldn't find you anywhere. And the buyer's going to be saying, no, we were together, I was at home, I was here, I was there, you knew where I was, you could have found me. The only way he's going to be able to find is if he has witnesses that can prove that the two weren't together all day. And not only that they weren't together, but that the buyer was hiding. And that's going to be something that's going to be very, very difficult to get. And that's the reason, says the Taz, why Hillel need to make his takana, his special enactment. Not because last day you're not considered as someone who is anus. You are considered as someone who is anus by waiting until the last day. And therefore, the Taz says that the halakha is like the first opinion mentioned in the Rama, that if you don't manage to do it, if you don't keep your oath on the last day, then you're prevented from doing it on the last day, then you are considered as an onus. You are considered as someone who was not negligent. If that's the halakha like the Taz, then we've now decided our question differently. We see that the halakha is that our lawyer is not considered as being negligent by waiting until the last day. And we see that you weren't negligent by not davening mincha at 1 o'clock and waiting until 5 o'clock. Even though at 5 o'clock you were prevented from davening, and therefore you would be allowed to daven arvit twice to make it up. The Ketzot HaChoshen also gets involved in this question, and he also agrees that the Aguda has no proof. The proof that the Aguda wants to try and bring from the case of the enactment that Hillel made is not a good proof, he says, for a different reason. He says like this, we have a rule in the Torah that where someone was prevented from doing something or something happened that was totally out of their control, that they're exempt. If you were prevented from davening mincha all afternoon, something you were involved in, something that you couldn't stop doing, you were saving someone's life, you were involved in something, in saving someone's life, for example, then you're exempt. You're exempt. The onus exempts you. But even though the onus exempts you, it's not as if you did what you were supposed to have been doing. In the end, you didn't daven mincha. Nahon, you were onus and you were exempt from davening mincha. But whatever it is that happens in heaven when you daven mincha, the reward that you get for davening mincha, you're not going to get, because you didn't actually daven mincha. When you are onus, it's not as if you did it. You're exempt from having done what you were needed to do, but it's not as if you did it. So in the case of the house in the walled city, as all right, the seller, was onus that he wasn't able to redeem his house. But soft, in the end, he didn't redeem his house. If he didn't redeem it, he's lost it. So he's potter, we're exempt to you, it wasn't your fault. Yeah, very good, you're a good guy, you wanted to redeem it. But He was prevented in the end. But the mice, in actual fact, he didn't do it. If you didn't do it, then you can't get it. You can't get your house back if you didn't redeem it. That's the reason why you need to... that's why the reason why Hillel needed to make his takana. And so we find that the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Orach Chaim, in Siman 108, that's Kufhet Halochachet, in the 8th halacha over there, he says, he paskens clearly, that if you missed Mincha, if at 1 o'clock you had time to daven Mincha, and you said you're going to wait till the 5 o'clock minyan, and at 5 o'clock you were prevented from davening Mincha, that it's considered as if you were onus. It wasn't your fault, it's not considered your fault, and you're allowed to make up that davening and daven Arvit twice. Now what is interesting is that it doesn't here, in the Kalacha of davening, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the opinion, the second opinion that was brought in, that was mentioned in the Halacha of vows, like the Agudah, that there are two opinions. Over there we said the two opinions, and here in the Halachot of davening we don't say the two opinions. We just say the one opinion that argues with the Agudah and says that if you miss davening, even though you had time to do it earlier, you are considered as an onus and you can make it up. The answer is that in the case of vows, because they're a very, very severe subject, vows are a very, very severe thing, so there's a reason to be stringent. Whereas in the case of davening, of mincha, the missed mincha, there's no reason to be stringent and to be worried about the other opinion. So we see that the halacha is clearly not like the Agudah. The halacha is that if someone had time to perform something and they didn't do it and they waited till the last day and then they were prevented from doing it, that's not considered as if they were negligent. And therefore from here we would decide the case of the lawyer who waited until the last day to give in all the documentation that was needed for his client to get his mortgage, and on that last day the computers crashed and he wasn't able to do it, and the seller of the property used that as an excuse to cancel the deal, that it's not the lawyer's fault. The lawyer is not considered as negligent for having waited until the last day to do this. Thank you very much. Have a good week. Bye.